Listening Exam 10, Part 2.
Welcome to TechnoTalk. Do you immediately answer an email alert the minute it pops up on your computer screen? Can you stop yourself from picking up your BlackBerry the second it starts vibrating on the table? In today's world of ever-changing technology, many people are having trouble deciding what is a real priority or not, when to let go of the necessity to know absolutely everything at once and instantly. On the programme today, we've invited Lucy Miles, a research consultant working on a project to investigate how technology is affecting the way we process information. Lucy, many researchers and reports are now focusing on the problem of information overload. With so many different ways to access information, should we be worried about this?
Well, the concept of information overload, or having too much material to absorb at one time, isn't really new. Ever since technologies like the photocopier were invented, we've been able to reproduce information on a larger scale. But the problem now is that digitalised information has cut back on the cost of passing on information, and there are pretty much no limits. Everything just hits us at great speed in all sorts of formats. Text messages, voice alerts, emails, and our mobile phones bleeping. We just can't escape it.
But is it really such an issue? Isn't it just the same as the TV? I mean, turn it off if it's not worth watching.
No, it's more complicated than that. With so much information available, we are attracted to things that maybe we didn't have access to in the past, or that simply didn't exist. Psychiatrists researching into this have discovered that many people are beginning to feel depressed or insecure, especially at work or around people with high social expectations, if they think they can't process all the information quickly enough.
Mm-hmm.
Apart from that, a lot of companies are finding that their staff simply can't distinguish between what is a distraction and what is important, and this leads to problems when making important decisions.
So, can we do anything about this in practical terms?
Well, one major development is that technology companies themselves have been experimenting with new software that can help employees control and regulate the amount of incoming emails they receive and prioritise them. One example is a system which delays email alerts and helps the person decide how urgent a message really is by analysing the language it contains. It can even assess whether the person receiving the mail is working on something important and the interruption is a waste of time. So, maybe more new technology can change bad habits from the past.